I have been looking forward to this episode for a very long time. This week, I'm going to be sharing with you the next 10 books we'll be reading in the Read Well Book Club. If you've been listening to the show, you know that every Tuesday online, I host a group of people that love to read books related to philosophy. Now, we read both fiction and nonfiction, and if you've been thinking about whether or not to join, hopefully this selection of books will convince you that this is a group of people you should be spending your Tuesday nights with. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to this week's episode of the Read Well Podcast. My name is Eddie Hood, and I'm your host, where I believe it's more important to read well than to be well-read. So grab your favorite book, open up your notes, and let's get ready to learn something fascinating. Hey, readers, welcome back to the Read Well Podcast. This is Eddie Hood, and again, as I mentioned, we're talking about Season 2 of the Read Well Book Club. Now, I call them seasons. Really, it's just a year. So we're going into the second year of our club, and it's going from June 2024 to June of 2025. And if you've been thinking about possibly joining, now is a really great time to get in on the action. It's just $9 a month. That cost helps cover the cost of software and meeting expenses and so on. But all you do is you go to thereadwellpodcast.com, and then up in the navigation, you'll see a link that says Book Club. Click on that, and it'll have all the information you need. So without further ado, let's get into each of these 10 selections. I'm going to try and be somewhat succinct here because I don't think you want to listen to me talk for 4 hours about these books, but I think we need to have enough time to explain why we chose these as a group. Now, the first selection we'll be reading is going to be an essay by the American philosopher Henry David Thoreau. He is one of my favorites. He's an American philosopher from the 19th century, and you probably have heard his name. He is the gentleman that wrote Walden. Walden is a book that has inspired many people to try and live deliberately, to be on purpose with their work, their focus, and their life, so that it's just not frittered away on the hedonic treadmill of living, right? Well, he also wrote many essays. The man wrote prolifically in his cabin by the woods, and in one of his essays, he really affected people on a grand scale. His biggest essay, which is not the one we're reading, but I think you should know about it, is called Civil Disobedience. In Civil Disobedience, he inspired people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi to lead nonviolent movements that would ultimately change the way we think about human interaction and what is right and what is wrong. The essay we will be reading by Thoreau is called Walking. Walking is one of his most famous essays because Thoreau was sort of this amazing person who could go out into nature and find how to not only be in nature, but use it as a tool to sort of transcend yourself. That was the whole purpose of their philosophy as transcendentalists. And walking was a tool to help you become the best version of who you are. In fact, it's interesting that he called it walking. I think he should have called it sauntering because Thoreau did not walk, he sauntered. It was an art for him. And he really used this time to allow his subconscious to connect with bigger themes, to move his work forward, and to connect with the larger organism of nature. So if you're somebody who enjoys walking or being outside, or you're tired of being cooped up, this is a really great essay for you to read. And if you go to, again, thereadwellpodcast.com/book club, you will see that I've given you a link to the copy there. And you can also download a free version of this. You don't have to buy the book. But for this actual essay, we're going to be reading it over the course of the first week of season two. So I'm just suggesting 5 pages a day so that by the end of that week, you'll be ready to discuss it in book club. The second selection is a big one. It's a popular one, another philosophical text, one that you have either read or probably have considered reading at some point, again, if you are in our community, and that is Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Now, I am suggesting a specific edition of this. You don't have to use the editions we are using, but there are definite benefits to having the same book. It makes life a lot easier. And my favorite translation or edition of this book is the one done by Robin Waterfield. It is the annotated edition published by Basic Books in 2021. The reason why I like this copy is because at the bottom of each page, there are really nice sort of guiding thoughts or principles to help you understand what the Roman emperor was trying to accomplish. This is helpful because Marcus Aurelius did not write Meditations in order to be published. In fact, he didn't even title it. This is his journal as a Roman leader who is somebody that is simply trying to live his life well and apply Stoic principles. But these documents were found posthumously and published, and I'm grateful that they were, and they have really been a beneficial help to many, many people. Well, we are reading Meditations at 10 pages a day. That means that we'll be starting this particular book on July 2nd, and we'll finish it on August 6th of 2024. You know, this book is one that I've read several times. It means a lot to me, and I think if you are looking at getting into philosophy or Stoicism, or you just are interested in history, this is a really great book. I think you're going to find a lot of value in this one. A few concepts to consider before we move on. The school of Stoicism is known for several things, but a few of the key pillars are: one, to really live presently today, because this is all that you have. At any moment in time, you could die, and the Stoics are really known for remembering death. In fact, there is a phrase, memento mori, that you may have heard, which is that you should at all times remember that you are mortal and fragile, and you should really live this moment well. Again, because it could be all that you have. The Stoics also based their philosophy on the cardinal virtues of Western philosophy, and there were four. These come from earlier philosophers like Socrates, and the values are wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice. Their thought is that if you can live your life according to those four values, you will find yourself in eudaimonia, which is the term happiness. But not happiness in the way that you would think of, you know, if you eat a bowl of ice cream. We're not talking about that kind of happiness. It's more of a happiness on the level of flourishing, doing well, moving forward in life. The third selection for season two of the Readwell Book Club is going to be a poem, which may or may not surprise you. I've done a few episodes here on poetry. I love poetry. I think it is a sort of a language of life that forces us to, you know, hit pause and stop rushing so much, but instead to maybe consider what things mean and why they're important. It really is the greatest literary form in terms of generating some form of gratitude or curiosity, at least in my opinion. And one of my favorite poets is, of course, the great Walt Whitman. And we're going to be reading the poem Song of Myself. Now, Song of Myself is a longer poem. It's a good 80 pages. So this is going to take us about 2 weeks to read. I am suggesting that we tackle this thing at 6 pages a day, which might sound like nothing because it's a poem. I mean, you can get through 6 pages quickly. But at the Readwell podcast, we preach or teach or whatever you want to call it, the art of reading slowly, taking notes, and applying the ideas. When it comes to poetry, those 6 pages you might need to read a few times that day in order to really let the message sink in. As it stands right now, and I should say that all of this information is subject to change because book editions change, schedules change, but we're definitely trying to create a plan for you here, and we will begin reading Song of Myself by Walt Whitman on August 13th, and that will go through to August 27th of 2024. This poem is typically found in his work Leaves of Grass, which was first published in 1855, and it is a poem about the self, sort of a celebration of individuality, and this sort of just the beauty of being alive. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And I love the concept of Walt Whitman himself. So many people said that he had the uncanny ability to make even a bucket of rust something beautiful that you could appreciate. So he has that capability of awakening the soul within you. And I really think that this poem will be worth your time if you join us to read it in book club. The fourth selection for book club is Flow. Flow is a nonfiction work that is really had an impact on people. This was published, the edition we're reading from was published in 2009 by Harper and Row. And Flow, the subtitle is The Psychology of Optimal Experience, written by, and I'm going to do my best to get the name correct here, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. I believe that's pretty dang close. Anyway, the concept of this book is to address that state of work that you get in when you are unstoppable. So if you've ever felt that where you're playing your sport or you're playing a musical instrument, or you're at work and you're just really getting stuff done, no distractions, and you're loving it, and you're just sort of crushing it. That is the state of flow. And Csikszentmihalyi wrote this book about that state and how to get into it, how to set yourself up on a daily basis so that you can enter the concept of flow. This book reads really well, and so we're going to be tackling this one at 10 pages a day, and we'll start this on September 3rd, 2024, and go through it on September 24th, 2004. So I put this at the near end of the year because in September and October timeframe, that's usually when I start thinking about my annual goals for the coming year, and I just thought it would be nice to have flow in our back pocket before we started thinking about New Year's resolutions. Now, you may or may not be a New Year's resolutions person. That's your choice. I personally love to sit down and open up the journal and figure out what the next year is going to look like. So this is a good time to be reading a book like Flow. I'd like to take just a second to hit pause on this show to tell you about the readwellpodcast.com. If you go there, you can subscribe to my weekly newsletter on reading deeply. Simply go to thereadwellpodcast.com. Enter your email, and I'll send you a message every Wednesday at 9 a.m. on how to become a deep and thoughtful reader. Thanks for listening. Let's get back to the show. Now, the fifth installment for the Readwell Book Club in Season 2 is my favorite novel of all time. You already know what the title is if you've listened to the show much, because I talk about it occasionally. I try not to talk about it too much because I don't want to be repetitive. But I'm really excited. And to give you a sneak peek here, this book was not on the selection list because I felt like I was pushing it a little too hard. But members of the book club actually voted and said, no, we got to get this into the reading series. They really wanted to read it. And so I was elated because I will read this book every year if I can. And that, of course, is Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. We're going to be reading the vintage 1993 edition. It's the one that has the black and white cover on it. It's just such a great translation, and I think you're really going to love this story. We're going to be reading it at 20 pages a day. As a fictional work, I think that's very doable for us. I think this book reads well. It's not overly complicated, but the themes are larger, which is why I think reading it in a book club is really going to make a magnificent difference for you. This book is really a psychological drama. I mean, it's jumping into the main character. His name is Raskolnikov. And this is a sort of this destitute student who lives in St. Petersburg. And it's a story about crime and guilt and how to redeem yourself from the bad decisions you make. Now, whether you believe in a creator, a higher power or not, these ideas of internal turmoil based off of the decisions you put yourself into are applicable to everybody, I think. You're going to really love this book. It asks you to look at your own personal morality and your own capacity for being a good human. The sixth book was recommended to me, boy, many, many years ago. We're going to be reading The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. This is an autobiography of a young lady at the time who lived during the World War II Nazi occupation. She and her family lived in the Netherlands. And The Hiding Place is this story of this very religious family who, because of their beliefs, feel it as their duty to do all they can to save as many Jewish people from Nazis as possible. Now, they live in a building that has a hidden room. It's much like Anne Frank's story with the hidden room behind the bookcase. And so what they did is they're trying to traffic Jewish people into their building and hide them and try to ferret them off to safety. I don't want to give you any spoilers, and I'm not by saying this because it's all over the cover, but they get caught. And so part of the story is their experience in the Nazi concentration camps and how they dealt with it. And The Hiding Place is one of these books where you just walk away, remember, like it stays with you in such a beautiful way. And it's one of those books that when you put it down, you want to leave your house and do something good for another person, right? You want to end badness and promote goodness in whatever way that you can. We're going to be reading 20 pages a day, and that will put us at from November 5th up to November 19th. I think we can read this one at a decent clip and really have some good conversation about it. Again, if you're curious to the specific editions, just go to thereadwellpodcast.com and click on Book Club up top. You can see the whole schedule, all of the information about the books, and you can click on the link to get your copy right there. The next book is a big one. It's a big one because of its importance in literature circles and in the formation of books that have come after it. It has had such an impact on character development and what it means to write a good book. It is one of the greatest books ever written. I'm not overselling it here. In fact, if you know anybody that has read this book, they will well up with emotion when you ask them about it. I have rarely met a person who has anything remotely bad to say about this one. Now, it is a larger book, and it does take some effort to read it. We are, of course, going to be reading Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Now, we're going to be digging into the Oxford University Press edition, which was published in 2014. Again, that could change, but that's where we're at right now. And we're going to be going at 20 pages a day on this one. So from November 26th to January 7th, this will put us into the new year. We will be reading Anna Karenina. And the reason why this book is so good is because Tolstoy has this just incredible ability to create characters that just feel like real people. You're going to be watching in this book the ascent of some characters on the path to goodness and the descent of other characters into complete and total chaos and hell. So I really think if you're interested in psychology and just human nature, this is the book for you. Okay, everybody, three more to go. This puts us on the eighth book for the Season 2 Readable Book Club. And this one was suggested by a member of the community, and everybody sort of got really excited about this one because they have either read it or they've always wanted to read it. I read this probably 10 years ago, and I just loved it. It's just a really nice book that has some great qualities about it. I say the word quality because the philosophical basis behind this book is around the word quality. And we will be reading Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Persig. This is a great book. It's a story about a father and son on a motorcycle trip across the country. And the goal of this is to convey the idea that life is well lived when you focus on quality. Quality being sort of the word used to describe slowing down, being thoughtful, using your brain, doing things yourself, and doing them well, right? Taking the time to do something right and to appreciate the process of it will really improve your life. And so the idea here is that as this motorcycle travels across the country, it'll break down, it has to be repaired, it has to be loved and well cared for. And in return, it gives you this beautiful trip that you'll remember for the rest of your life. This book also reads quite well. We're going to be reading this at 20 pages a day. So that puts us from January 14th, 2025, into February 4th of 2025. Okay, two more to go. Now, we have, as I looked at the sort of schedule for these books, I realized, and I left it this way because I think we can handle it, but the last several books are the bigger, thicker, sort of meatier books. But what I'm trying to do is build some reading stamina for members of the club to help you get comfortable with reading at a consistent rate. And so we're starting the season off with some lighter, but just thinner books, and they sort of expand as we go. And that is perfectly fine. So the ninth book that we're looking at here is one of Charlotte Bronte's books. And this book has, this is just another classic that will sort of rock you and knock you back on your socks. So if you have ever wanted to read Jane Eyre, we will be reading that from February 11th to March 11th. So over the course of a month, this is 20 pages a day here. And I think you're really going to find this book helpful because this story sort of follows the experience of Jane Eyre from her really painful childhood through to adulthood. She becomes the governess of Thornfield Hall, and she meets this sort of mysterious man named Mr. Rochester. And as this novel sort of really grows, it grows based off of this character development, right? It really sort of makes you, again, much like Tolstoy's Anna Karenina, we're going to be dealing with a lot of psychology, a lot of moral growth, what it means to have integrity, what it means to be a human. These are just some of the best books ever written. And I think they're still applicable today because we're still struggling with what it means to be human. And books like this really give you some empathy into how other people attack that question. Now, drumroll please, the last book for season two of the Readwell Book Club is the biggest of them all. It is a nonfiction work by a neurobiologist. Maybe you'll be shocked about this one, I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm really interested in tackling this one, and we are going to have to tackle it. We're going to be reading it at 10 pages a day because it has a scientific background to it. Now, don't let that scare you. It's not overly complicated to read. I have not read the whole thing myself, but I have gone through and sort of perused many of the paragraphs and the prose, and it's written really well. I think we can not only handle it, but really enjoy it. We are going to be reading Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave. And Behave is a book that was, again, suggested by a member of the community as one that might be good for us. At first, I kind of went, ooh, I don't know, that's a big book, and it's got a lot in it. But as I sat and chewed on this thing and thought, is this a book we're going to enjoy? The more I researched it, the more I looked into it, and the more I sort of read select passages from it, the more excited I got. This is going to be a book that teaches us about the biology of humans, right? And why we do what we do. Sapolsky is a teacher at Stanford University, and he has this sort of renowned approach to, again, human behavior. And he's got some fascinating ideas. But one of the reasons why I like Sapolsky so much is because he can take really complicated ideas and sort of condense them down into well-written, easy-to-understand concepts. So in this one, we're going to be looking at sort of the root of our actions. We're going to be looking at how our neurons, hormones, genes, and evolution all contribute to the complexities of human behavior, right? This is a scientific field that is just going to give you a new understanding to consider. And as with all books, we don't read them as though they are fact only. We read them and we have conversations with each other about them to see what you agree with and what you don't agree with. But I think one of the powerful things in reading a book is that whether you side with an author or not, you get to see an argument from a new viewpoint, and then you can sort of compare that to what you currently know and believe. So that's it. Yeah, that is season two of the Read Well Book Club. It will be starting June 2024 and going through the next 12 months. Now, we're not quite finished with season one at this point. You can join today if you'd like, and you'll be reading probably The Idiot by Fyodor Dostoevsky as the last book we'll be tackling for the book club. So if you've been wanting to read that, jump in and join us there. Again, if you go to thereadwellpodcast.com and you click on Book Club at the top, all of the information is there in terms of the cost, which is $9 a month. You can cancel it anytime. And yes, the first 30 days are free. I've got a full schedule built out with dates for all of the books that we'll be reading and when, as well as an easy way for you to join us if you choose to do so. I hope to see you there. Book Club has changed my life. It has made my experience as a reader 1,000 times better. The people there are so kind and loving and really open with each other about how to have the kind of conversations that make you walk away feeling like you learned something versus sometimes you go into a book club and it's a little, I don't know, hoity-toity or like a little uppity or whatever, and people are a little too excited about what they know or don't know. But in this club, for whatever reason, the people there are just really grounded and really interested in learning and helping others learn. So again, I hope to see you there. And until next week, as always, remember to read slowly, take notes, and apply the ideas. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. If you'd like to take your reading to the next level, then head on over to thereadwellpodcast.com. There you'll find daily posts on how to read well. You'll also get access to all of my book notes and tools for becoming a better reader. And as always, don't forget to read slowly, take notes, and apply the ideas. Thank you for listening to the Read Well Podcast.